The first one to speak is Ren Serverjah. I think it's pronounced properly. Ren is easier.
Thank you for coming out, and thanks to the Churchill Meadows Residents Association for putting this together. As you're aware, this election is a turning point in the history of Mississauga. This year, we all got a 2% tax increase. It was supposed to be 6%, of course, in the election year, it was brought down to 2%. Next year, we are faced with a 10% increase. Despite all the billions that the federal and provincial government are spending, the economy does not seem to be picking up steam. In fact, the unemployment rate is actually growing. As a city, we have to fight to keep the businesses in our city. We have to ensure that the people of Mississauga are taken care of. Mayoral elections over the years have not brought forward issues. This year, I'm bringing forward issues to your attention for your vote. 22% of the children in Peel live below the poverty line. That is, for every 5 friends your children have, one of them is having to do without. In your class of 30 for your children, that is 6 children that are going hungry. And this is something that did not develop yesterday. It's been a growing problem. Fair Share for Peel identifies that since 1988, we've been in a deficit situation for human services in Peel. Currently, for this year, the projected deficit is about $300 million. That's a lot. That's something that all our politicians should have done something about. Not now. If they're telling you they're going to do it now, where have they been for the last 20 years? The average household in Mississauga has at least 2 cars. Getting from one end of town to another is a nightmare. And if you are, like myself, working in Toronto, getting back and forth is a crazy idea. If we say we have 63 of the Fortune 500 companies in Mississauga, there is at least 30,000 people traveling to Toronto every day to work. Since my time is up, there's a lot of issues. I would like you to come by and visit my table and get more information. I'll leave you with one thought. There are 17 of us running. There are 7 that, 6 that didn't even bother to show up. There are others that have one issue to manage. One that's really saying that the mayor won't be able to take office, so he's on standby. There's another one that's saying, I want immigrants out of Mississauga because that'll reduce traffic congestion. That may be true, but I'm sure you do not. The mayor has asked for a council that she can work with. I'm asking you, do you want a rubber stamp council or do you want a leader with a vision? I'm asking Hazel McCallion, you've been a great leader to our city, and I admire your courage, and in fact, you are an inspiration for me to get out of my bed every morning. I ask you, please, put forward your platforms so we can ask. I want you to campaign for this election. The people of Mississauga need to know what's in store for them over the next 4 years. Thank you.